Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay right here. Breaking news, what it means and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, big show today. We will check out the latest in technology. Will Elon Musk be deposed and what does it mean? And also KT McFarlane and Linda Chavez, all straight ahead.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And there is no one that I have had more respect for when it comes to genuine discussion about what's good for our country by way of the debate over illegal immigration than someone who has spent her entire life talking about it and trying to talk common sense into people of both parties and sometimes all parties, no parties. When she is trying to do exactly that. And Linda Chavez, who was politically connected to both the W. Bush administration and the Reagan administration at different times in her career. But before that, a Democrat prior to joining the Reagan team. And since then has chosen to remain independent. I'm glad to welcome Linda Chavez back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Linda, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you again, Kevin, after a very long hiatus.
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots of things that when you think about immigration and some of the concerns that President Reagan struggled with and dealt with, you know, he was well loved by Republicans for a lot of accomplishments. But I think he even admitted later in life that granting mass amnesty was probably one of the mistakes that he made when he was in office. You were there trying to talk common sense to him and later to George W. Bush at the White House level. You always saw America for what she could be in terms of real immigration for people. Where do you put the grade at where we are right now in 2022 on the handling of immigration as a whole?
Well, I think we're getting a failing grade right now, and it's for a variety of reasons. I think President Reagan understood very well that we need an influx of people into the United States that helps renew us, it helps booster our economy, and it does so in a way that really makes the United States unlike many countries in the world. We do a great job of assimilating people to our culture, to our language, and we've done that now for most of the history of the nation. I think the problem now is our laws are way out of sync with our needs as a country and with our values. And the problem is we cannot get Congress to change those laws to be more consistent with both those values and our economic needs.
What are we doing on the southern border, and how is it impacting our real desire to have a controlled immigration process?
Well, first of all, let me give you the facts about the numbers. New numbers that just came out suggest that we are on track to have 2 million apprehensions at the border. But, Kevin, don't make any mistake about this. And we hear this way too often in the media. It is not 2 million people who've come into the United States and are here now. By the way, if that had happened, we would not be having the labor shortage that we're experiencing that is leading to inflation and causing all sorts of problems. What we have is 2 million people who are stopped at the border. 1.3 million of those people were, in fact, turned around. That's still probably too many, 700,000 or so, who we have let into the country temporarily. Many of these people are claiming asylum, but they're doing so under U.S. law. These are not illegal immigrants. They're people who are applying under current U.S. law to be granted a hearing to see if they can push their asylum claim. Now, those laws, in my view, need to be changed, but let's not vilify the people who are obeying the law and doing exactly what the law prescribes, which is to come into the United States and make their claim. You cannot apply for asylum under our current U.S. laws any place but on U.S. soil.
So the Remain in Mexico policy then, Linda, were you not in favor of the vetting process that that they attempted to kind of instill at these apprehension points?
Well, the Remain in Mexico policy was an outgrowth of the pandemic. Under Title 42 of U.S. law, President Trump invoked his emergency authority to basically say, we are going to not allow people to come in because they potentially pose a danger. But the problem is, even the Remain in Mexico, even Title 42, did not allow the United States to deal with, for example, Venezuelans. Venezuelans are fleeing a communist-led country, like yeah. Cuban Americans who came here over the course of decades, fleeing Fidel Castro. These Venezuelans are fleeing Nicolas Maduro. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump wanted to use military force to get rid of Nicolas Maduro. And in fact, there were reports, at least in John Bolton, his National Security Advisor's book, that there were talks with the opposition in Venezuela to have U.S. support for a coup there. And because of the nature of Venezuela, we don't have diplomatic relations. So we can't return Venezuelans who are coming to our border. And by the way, tens of thousands of them have come to our border fleeing what is a horribly repressive regime. We can't return them to Venezuela, nor will Mexico take them. Mexico has the right to say we're not going to allow them to stay. So we're in a bit of a quandary here. These are people who are obeying U.S. law by coming to the United States, presenting themselves and claiming asylum. And, you know, if Ronald Reagan were around, my guess is he would grant asylum to those fleeing a repressive communist regime that has government-enforced poverty. It's got the highest poverty rate now in Latin America. Over almost 80% of the country lives in poverty, all because of the communist regime in Venezuela.
And what do you make, just briefly, of the numbers of people that we have not apprehended? And Border Patrol is quite concerned about this. You've talked about the legal apprehensions and the ones that have been allowed in. The estimates are that that number is also fairly significant.
I don't know what to make of it because we don't really know how many there are. I will tell you, as I said at the onset, that if, in fact, we were having millions of people coming into the United States, we would not be in the severe labor shortage that we yeah. are experiencing now. Ronald Reagan once said that there was another term for illegal alien, and it was called willing worker. And, of course, that was one of the reasons that he was concerned about changing immigration law, making it easier for people to come to the United States legally, and granting amnesty. And you're right that he said he regretted that amnesty. But I think one of the things he regretted was that he got, I think, hoodwinked into accepting the Immigration Reform and Control Act, which was supposed to stop and discourage illegal immigration, but did nothing of the sort. And that's right. what we need to be doing, Kevin. We need to be looking very, very carefully at our immigration laws and deciding how we can admit the people we want to admit who are coming here to work, who are going to contribute to a society, and who are going to assimilate, and strengthening protections at the border to keep out those who are, you know, not interested in doing that, the
yeah.
Potential criminals and drug dealers, et cetera.
Yeah, terrorists, et cetera. Linda Chavez, appreciate the time today, and thank you for giving us your insights.
Great, thanks. Good to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't believe.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered
if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift, or a 10-installment gift of $25, or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there. As long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That Bag of Hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that Bag of Hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
As President Trump's first deputy national security advisor, she helped set standards in the White House. In the Pentagon, she was the equivalent to a 4-star general. And now, it's time to set the record straight. It's The Briefing with KT McFarland, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, in recent weeks, after the Mar-a-Lago raid, and again, if you heard my whole show yesterday, I don't think that Republicans should be talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid. We have no business campaigning on any of that. It's not going to be helpful. You got to attack the crime issue. You got to attack the energy issue. You got to attack gas prices. You got to do the stuff that the people that are going to be voting care about now. But that doesn't mean that people like me can't still delineate some clarity for you in terms of what has happened and what is going to happen and what is happening to people even as we continue. So I want to go back to this for a second. But after Mar-a-Lago occurred, you had Congressman Thomas Macy get pulled over and said, hey, what are you doing? We need your cell phone, boom, boom, boom. And now I've heard it happen to any number of other people, including my dear friend, Mike Lindell, who I have great respect for, the way he has seen God clean up his life and just become a completely different person than he was just a few years ago. But having said all of that, it's interesting when someone like Hermeet Dhillon goes on Twitter and gives free legal advice, you should probably pay attention to it, because it's almost always going to be very, very reliable. And she tweeted this week that if the FBI shows up at your door, or they pull you over, or they follow you to your mom's or a friend's house or whatever, just to chat, quote unquote, get their business cards and don't speak to them without seeking the advice of counsel, who will ideally reach out and arrange a mutually convenient time and preparation. You're welcome, she says. Someone who thought this was not just ironic, but maybe even a little bit wink, wink, funny, is KT McFarland, who's had these moments. KT, welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I couldn't have said it better myself. I learned that lesson the hard way, that you never talk to the FBI without a lawyer present. That even though I'd grown up, and I think so many of my generation had grown up thinking the FBI were the good guys, and I still think the FBI rank and file are the good guys. They're not necessarily your friend. They're not your friend in this highly politicized environment. Particularly, they're not the friend of any conservatives.
It's one thing to see them go after the former president, and you kind of know the bad blood between Justice and the Trump administration, and maybe they've got scores to settle, or they're looking for documents from things that would indemnify them and make them look less than good and all the rest of it. There's going to be more like official procedure with all of that, and I think that helps former President Trump to have at least some of his rights more cared for in that regard. But he has lawyers, and he has, you know, big-time resources to be able to respond to some of this stuff. When I start hearing that they're rolling up on America's favorite pillow salesman and, you know, taking his cell phone at a Burger King or wherever it was that they did, and then my wife turns to me and she goes, wait a minute, your phone number is in Mike's phone, right? I'm like, yes, dear, but I don't think that they're going to come after me. But then in the back of my mind, I'm kind of going, well, wait a minute. I've written some things publicly and I've said some things on my show that, you know, they may go, oh, he's a conspirator. We got to go after him, too. KT, did you ever think that it would be the way it is?
No, and I think it's a horrifying thought for all Americans. You know, when it happened to me, I've been in the Trump administration in the early days, and then left the Trump administration, and the FBI came knocking at my door. I later found out that they were probably waiting outside my driveway until my husband left. And I was alone in the house, and I get a scratchy phone call. I'm on Eastern Long Island, not very good cell service. And I said, hello, hello. And they said, well, this is, and I couldn't quite hear what they were saying, but it sounded like FBI. And I said, look, can you just send me a text? I can't quite hear you. Oh, no, ma'am, don't worry. We're right outside your door. So I opened the door. I wasn't even sure why they were there. And my previous capacity as a former Deputy National Security Advisor, one of the things I did was always be the person of record for people who were getting their security clearances renewed. So that's actually
right.
What I thought they were doing. I thought they were here to ask me about security clearance renewal of some of my former staff members. But they said, no, no, we're here from the Mueller investigation, and we want to ask you some questions. And I said, well, number one, I want to find out what the Russians did more than anybody, and I want to make sure that they, whatever it was they did, they can't do it again to interfere with our elections. And then I said, do I need a lawyer? And they didn't say no. They said, well, we can't tell you not to get a lawyer, but look, we just want to ask you a couple of questions.
Yep, immediately the alarm bell should have been going off. Ding, 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 ding. Yes,
you
should.
And I am not a fool. I've been in previous administrations. I even worked in the White House during Watergate. The alarm bell should have gone off. And so the alarm bells did. And I had asked, when my husband later returned, about half an hour later, he called a former attorney general who was his law school classmate and said, former attorney general, do you think that my wife needs a lawyer to talk to these guys? And the former attorney general said, no, it's probably pretty straightforward. They're just going to ask you, your wife wasn't involved in any of the stuff that they want to know about. I didn't work on the campaign, for example. So I think you're probably okay. And then he said something interesting that, well, if you actually do get a lawyer, then the presumption is you've done something wrong. Why do you need a lawyer? Maybe she has done something wrong. So you really want to err on the side, at least in this case, of, look, I'm just going to answer some questions. Well, of course, sure enough, the FBI And these guys were not FBI field agents, not middle of the road, you know, mid-level FBI. These were senior Washington guys.
They were seventh floor people.
Political, yeah, these are part of the political appointee Watergate guys. Not Watergate, political appointee Mueller investigation guys.
Russiagate,
and they came right after me. And so after several hours and more subpoenas, I finally got a really good lawyer. But at the end of the day, they were trying to get me on something that they thought, we'll figure out the crime later, we want to get you on something. And it was clear I hadn't committed any crimes, but that didn't stop them. And that's what's so frustrating, is that they know that even if you've done nothing wrong, they can bankrupt you because you have to pay your own legal fees, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, to defend yourself against a crime you didn't commit and they know you didn't commit. And that's how, in the end, they break people. And there was a time, Kevin, when I came very close to when I said to my husband, maybe I should just lie and say that I lied. You know, admit that I plead guilty to some crime I didn't commit just to have these guys go away. Or maybe what they really wanted me to do was to finger somebody higher up, presumably President Trump, in having committed a crime, which I knew he didn't commit either.
Right.
So this, and then of course later, now several years fast forward to today, we realized that the whole Russia investigation was a fraud, and they knew it was a fraud.
The problem, KT, is it does not, for all the changes that supposedly happened. You know, they got rid of Mueller, they got rid of Comey, they you know, now they've got Christopher Wray. It seems it's still like business as usual over there.
I think it's worse than business as usual. I mean, the FBI director was asked in congressional testimony, well, what about, we have whistleblowers who have come forward and said that your FBI is suppressing the investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop, that they deliberately did it in order to throw the election or to not have the information come out before the American election in 2020. And so what does the FBI director do? He says, oh, I'm seriously, this is very troublesome. I'm really concerned about this. But then he doesn't do anything about it. And as long as Republicans are not able to hold him to account, as long as Democrats control the House and the Senate, any wrongdoers can kind of slither away behind a wall of smoke and mirrors.
Well, that's why you've been saying it on this show for months. You got to go elect different leaders in the House and the Senate, and you got to get people opening investigations. You got to get people on the record. You got to get this stuff out there. And if we want to see things done differently, we've got to elect different people to get it done. KT, thank you for sharing your story. I know it's probably not fun to relive all that, but I think it's helpful for my people to understand that this is really happening, and it's really something we need to deal with.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been.
And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we call it the Plightcast. It is just an update on what's going on the plight of, on behalf of the plight of people who are being persecuted for their faith around the world. And John Eibner is back with us. He is the top man at Christian Solidarity International. They have different levels of work that take place at different kind of spots on the globe, but he oversees all of it, and we are always grateful for his time, as he is very busy, as you can imagine. But John, thank you for being here. It was actually on the CSI Instagram account 2 days ago that I first saw Joel Veldkamp talking about something that I have not heard even 1 second of coverage about on any national or international news channel, and that is a war that has broken out basically between Azerbaijan and Armenia. And I was wondering if you can give us an update on exactly what's happening there.
Azerbaijan, which is a Turkic Muslim country near Iran in the Caucasus, launched a war, started bombarding Armenia. Armenia happens to be the very first Christian nation. They converted to Christianity before any other nation, before the Roman Empire became Christian, and they maintain that tradition today. And the Armenian Christians have been subjected to genocide. There was a great genocide in World War I, and this process actually continues in installments. And we've now seen the latest assault against Armenia. And as you mentioned, the world scarcely notices. But it's this genocide using kind of salami tactics, trying to go below the radar system of the media. So there'll be attacks today, and then maybe they'll stop tomorrow. Azerbaijan has oil, where we need energy sources. Europe needs energy sources. Azerbaijan has it. They have a certain level of impunity to commit these atrocities and attack the Armenians, who, as you say, have nothing really to offer the Western world at all.
What is it about that plot of land that this relatively wealthy country wants from this relatively poor country?
Because they have an imperialistic notion. Their nation-building project has not come to an end, and the Christian Armenians stand in the way. They say, their leadership says, that is their land. They make up historical fictions about it being theirs historically, and people have to bear in mind that we say Azerbaijan and Azerbaijanis. These are Turks. The Turks committed the genocide. It's the same group of people. They have two different states, but the idea is the same, to eliminate the Christian communities and have an entirely Islamic, Muslim, Turkic political entity. And Turkey supports them. Turkey is a NATO member. Azerbaijan is an associate NATO member. And this is why we don't hear very much about this particular conflict when there's a war of aggression against another state. There are atrocities committed. Tens of thousands of people are forced to flee their homes, but we don't hear too much about it.
Yeah.
It has to do with the you know, Western interests. And if they were, if Azerbaijanis were so-called adversaries, we would hear an awful lot about this. And there would be punishments and sanctions and so on. But that's not the way it works when we have a political and economic dependence on this country. Same with the country like Saudi Arabia. The same principle works. We don't hear very much. It's one of the most repressive regimes in the world. It's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship, a royal dictatorship. It's not possible to be a Christian in public in Saudi Arabia. It's not possible to be a Christian Saudi citizen. But we don't hear very much about the beheadings, about the human rights violations, because we have some interest there. And so we tend to focus on countries where, in situations where there are adversaries, people that we have declared as adversaries, well, because they don't fit into our system.
I want people to that are listening to go to csi-usa.org and arm yourself with information about what is happening. These are Christians, brothers and sisters, that are being attacked by the Azerbaijanis, and they need the church in America to speak up for them. You could share that information with your pastor so that at least you get your church praying. And then as you're able to, tell others about it. Maybe write an opinion editorial for your local paper or any number of other ways to use your social media and so forth. But there's ways to raise awareness about this. And the first step was just getting John here to talk about it, because it's very, very important. John Eibner, always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy two Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well. And that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy two Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Tuesday, and that means we get to chat technology and some of the breaking news in the tech world, which has some big names attached to it this particular week. Ari Zolden rejoins us. And Ari, I think a lot of people have lost track. Where does the Twitter deal stand with Elon Musk? And, you know, what's the latest on that? It's been a while. I know that there's been, you know, legal documents flying back and forth and subpoenas and other things. But I don't think we're quite aware of where things stand currently.
Right. So great to be back, Kevin. So yeah, Twitter's in the process of deposing Musk, and on the other side, Jack Dorsey is also set to be deposed. So that's where they are right now. You know, this could go, you know, I think two ways. Either they're going to look to settle relatively quickly, you know, or this could become a protracted legal battle, which quite frankly I think is a huge waste of time and money, and you know, the only ones that win out there are the attorneys that are going to amass an enormous amount of money with their legal bill.
You know that they're hoping for the latter, not the former. Let me ask you though, if we're like breaking this down into bite-sized chunks for my listeners, Musk put a deal on the table, $44 billion. He wanted to buy Twitter. Then in the process of the normal discovery that goes on in a purchase, they were unwilling to explain or had an incapacity to explain the number of bots that are on the program, and either whether they couldn't or they were choosing not to, said they would not disclose that. And that was one of the primary things he wanted. And it seemed like he was going to try to back out of the deal. Is he kind of back into the deal at this point? Or, I mean, because I don't think they've been able to disclose anything that even disproves his theory of how many bots they have. Where are the chess pieces at on the board right now?
Right. So initially what happened was a deal was set at $44 billion, subject to, like what you said, due diligence, discovery, where really it gives the opportunity for both sides to trade information, but more importantly to start, you know, looking under the hood, if you will, understanding the operations of the company, who's doing what, the roles, the responsibility, the processes, procedures, protocols, and really understanding, you know, what exactly Twitter's biggest asset is. And according to Musk, Musk felt that the number that they were providing for how many, quote unquote, and there is fake accounts. I don't think anybody is disputing that. But the amount of actual fake accounts is a lot larger than Musk had anticipated going into the deal. So there's an argument between whether how many, quote unquote, fake spam, you know, bot accounts are out there. And he felt it was, you know, much larger than Twitter said it was. Therefore, he backed out of the deal. So that's where things are right now. And Twitter's going after Musk, suing them for a breach of contract.
Who is Pieter Zatko, and what factor does he play in this? Does he bolster Musk's case that Twitter might not be as valuable as they had previously presented themselves?
Exactly. So he's interesting. He's really a very, very credible security professional, and he's been in the cyberspace for a very, very long time. If you're in the industry, in the tech industry, he has a household name, so people are familiar with him, and his work is really, really stellar. He was hired by Dorsey internally to run a lot of their security operations, and he came out as the whistleblower against Dorsey and against Twitter, saying, hey, Twitter's got, you know, an enormous amount of links, leaks that are present in their ecosphere, in their ecosystem. And he's saying that there's a lot of issues, that Twitter is either aware of and they're not disclosing or not aware of at all, that, he believes, you know, and he mentioned this on kind of a grand scale that, could be a national security threat, to the United States of America. And understandably, you do have a lot of politicians and heads of states and foreign governments using Twitter as a form of communication. And he's saying that Twitter as a platform is extremely, extremely vulnerable and really dangerous to be able to put out there without proper security measures. And he came out as a whistleblower and fully disclosed this publicly.
So where does this all go? They're going to do these depositions but what is the likely outcome here?
You know, it's hard to tell at this point. You know, Twitter is what I'm guessing is that Musk is probably going to write a check, you know, to kind of, you know, there are termination fees built into these contracts too. So, you know, if he pulls out, you know, he's going to have to write a check for X amount of sum. But they're going to argue about that termination fee. And the question also is, you know, whether that Twitter was honest about disclosing exactly how many fake bot spam accounts are on their platform.
What's your hunch? Does the sale go through or does Musk get off?
Yeah, no, Musk is going to get off. I suspect he's going to write a check and they're going to call it a day.
For the $1 million cancellation fee or whatever it is? $1 billion?
Exactly, whatever the termination fee to pulling out of the deal is, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Now, this week, Mr. Zuckerberg has also, there's been some things revealed about his situation. I guess in the market downturn, he's worth half of what he was before. What's going on there?
Right. I don't really feel bad for him, quite frankly, Kevin. You know,
it's hard to.
Yeah. You know, he's not starving, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. But he lost $71 billion. He's now only the 20th richest people in the world.
On the planet, yeah.
On the planet, exactly. His net worth is about $56 billion right now. But if you think about last September, his net worth was, at its high, was $142 billion. So he went from $142 to $56 billion. Still not worried. I'm still not losing sleep over him.
That is, you know, a lot of resource to lose, though. I mean, it's just it's incredible.
That is, you know, and I do think about the, you know, they are very charitable people, you know. So, you know, who really gets affected also is the, I mean, aside from the shareholders that are losing money, it's the there's also a lot of charities attached to his organization, a lot of nonprofits and NGOs, and I think some of those suffer.
I think you're right. All right. Ari, always enjoy catching up to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought for the day is next.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, one of the great things, if you've not seen Uncle Tom 2, and you can go to salemnow.com and rent it and watch it. It is a striking documentary. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever watched. But Vody Bakum and a few other people are in it. And, you know, Vody, very controversial African man that is a missionary to Africa. He's born in America. But he lives in Zambia now for most of the year. He comes back. He does a couple of speaking engagements at churches across the country. But he says some interesting things in that documentary about how blacks that are born in America perceive the world far differently than blacks that are born everywhere else on planet Earth. And he said there is no black person on planet Earth that doesn't desire to get to America. He said the only people that are on planet Earth that don't feel that way are the blacks born in America. And it's because they're brainwashed to think a certain way. Well, this was on display. This is a perfect example of what Vody Bakum was talking about in Uncle Tom 2, with Don Lemon trying to go after somebody from the wonderful country of Great Britain yesterday in some of the back and forth on the King's or the Queen's Memorial Day. Here's how this went down. And you talk about a slapping. Take a listen.
Those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa. And when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
That is a concise answer. And friends, there may be a lot of American African Americans that don't know that history. But Don Lemon trying to you know, get a zinger off on someone just because she's British and thinking. And this was the same thing with that college professor that came out the day the Queen died. And she said, you know, as a racist, she deserves to like burn in hell hotter than anything else or whatever it was she said. The problem with that is she didn't know anything about Queen Elizabeth, who basically undid the colonial kingdom and began the Commonwealth, which ended all of the claims that Britain had on those lands. And she also ignored William Wilberforce and the entire abolitionist movement, which started where? In the UK. And they fought the African kings. They battled them to stop slavery. Inconvenient Truths. Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.